If you're just joining us for today's second date update, Jason is on the phone, and Jason might be the most positive person ever.
Yeah.
Because he went out on a date with a woman named Lauren. He sort of asked a million questions to the server because he's very particular about what he eats. Mm-hmm. He then quietly judged her because she ordered lasagna, and even not so quietly because at one point when she ordered it, he laughed at her.
Mm-hmm.
And she ordered an Uber when he didn't even know she was ready to leave and just took off. But he still thinks the date went good. Jason,
man.
Are you ready to give her a call?
Yeah, let's do it.
Oh, man. Okay.
I gotta
even
say,
with that recap, you're still positive.
I mean, the way you paint the picture,
uh-huh.
You paint it with some ugly colors,
mm-hmm.
but that's not how I remember it.
Not a good
okay.
And I do gotta give you credit, Jason, because we came down hard on you when you told us about how you like to eat. How would you describe your eating habits?
I would say smart.
Okay. You said smart. We said high maintenance.
Specific,
but
yeah.
The thing is that you were okay with that. You're self-aware, and I think we can convince her to see past it all.
Oh, yeah. Easy.
Okay.
Okay. Optimistic.
All right. Well, let's give her a call and see if that is the problem. Here we go.
Let's do it.
Hello?
Hi, is this Lauren?
Yeah, this is her.
Lauren, how are you? This is Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning.
I'm sorry. I don't know who you guys are.
Brooke and Jubal in the Morning is a radio show that is on the radio, and we have some people that listen to it on the aforementioned radio
good
devices.
Okay. I'm okay.
Okay. So now you know who we are.
Yeah, I guess I technically know what you do, but why are you calling me?
That's a good question, too.
Yeah?
Okay,
oh, you want an
answer
to that? Okay,
yeah.
My bad.
Yeah, is there something? Do I need to give you, what's happening?
No, I'll go ahead and tell you. I just wasn't sure if we were all clear on everything. I'm calling you because we do a segment on our show called The Second Date Update, and recently you went out with a dude named Jason.
Oh, my God, yeah?
Yeah, and Jason listens to our show. And so he emailed us wondering why you haven't texted him back after you guys went out to dinner.
He seriously did that? That's real? This is real?
Yeah. I don't know how I would have had that information and your phone number to randomly call you up.
I think she was hoping that you were going to say it's not real.
Yeah. I don't know what you guys want from me. I don't know.
We just want you to tell us why you're not calling him back. Like, was the date really bad? Because, listen, he recapped it for us, and to me, it sounded like it was a terrible date for you.
Yeah, it was a little crazy, his whole, like, situation that he's got going on.
Like, his food stuff. That's what you're talking about, right? Because when he told us, like, how particular he was about food and knowing where it came from and judging other people's eating habits, we all told him it's too much, man.
Yeah, he's a little OCD about that. And, like, you know, with the notebook and everything, like, it's, like, insane to me.
What's
the notebook? Oh, does he track, like, his food?
It's a little more than that.
He didn't mention a notebook to us.
Yeah.
No, not at all.
Uh-uh.
Okay. Well, he left that out.
What's the notebook?
What's in it?
God, I can't believe I'm talking about this on the radio. So halfway through dinner, he gets up, goes up to the bathroom, and then he comes back, and he pulls out this little black notebook. You know, like how journalists, you know, like in movies, write, you like, they're like, oh, let me write this down.
Mm-hmm.
And the right hand down. Yeah, he pulls that out of his pocket, and this tiny little pencil. Then he pulls out his phone. He tells me to hold on, and he starts writing in his notebook. He's, like, looking at the sky, looking at his phone. Like, he's very contemplative.
What?
And, like, you know, I was like, are you writing things about me?
Yeah, weird.
You know?
Yeah.
And he told me that part of his dietary regimen is writing down his bowel movements immediately after they happen.
Shut up. Shut up.
I'm being dead serious.
And a poop tracker.
So he takes a photo of them too, which is why
no!
he's on his phone.
No!
Oh,
no!
Wow.
Oh, my God.
So that's why he was looking at his phone and at his notebook.
Yeah, that's what. Yeah, that's what he was doing. He was writing down like the color of it, the consistency.
Oh my god, that's so gross, man.
He did all of this at the table. Like, he didn't do it in the bathroom. He came back and pulled out the notebook.
Oh my god.
After sitting down with me.
What did you say?
I didn't really say much. I was just speechless. Like, I had no idea what to say to somebody. That was that weird. Like,
and
that's so weird.
Just to clarify, it's not because he has, like, some sort of disease or IBS syndrome or...
No, he just said that he wants to make sure that he's healthy and it's about his health.
And so he just tracks every single poo and keeps a log of it.
And that was, like, that was it for me. I was like, okay, I got to get out of this. Because he was already kind of rude when we ordered food.
Yeah.
And I was just... I just immediately ordered the Uber, like, after we were done eating, and I just, like, got out of there as quickly as I could.
Oh, my God. I do not blame you.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I don't think anybody does, man. Lauren, except I know one person who probably would blame you, and that's Jason, because he's actually on the other line and wants to talk to you.
Wait, seriously?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Jason?
Hey, Lauren.
What? You just come in all casual?
Oh, God.
Yeah, nice to talk to you again, Lauren.
Oh.
Dude, what is up with the poop book, man?
Dude, why didn't you tell us about a poop journal?
What do you... none of you guys do that.
What?
No.
I don't keep a log of it. I might take a peek once in a while to see if it's looking okay, but I don't, like, write it down in a book at the table.
One of you has to, I mean, at least take pictures of your poo.
Oh my God. You are so gross, dude.
You're making it seem like I'm like this weird freak about poop and everything, but I'm literally doing is watching out for my health, which everyone should be doing. All of you should be doing right now. But
okay.
I guess I'm the only one around here that cares. And
no,
I feel sorry for you.
I care about my health, and fine. I glance a little bit to make sure I'm good.
Not with the amount of lasagna you eat.
Listen, dude. I don't care that I eat lasagna. Lasagna is delicious.
What'd you have this morning? More cheese?
Can you listen? Listen to me for a second. You're being rude. Okay, this is so weird.
I'm just
weird
saying, watch the amount of dairy you eat. It's not good for you.
Jason,
your body can't process that stuff.
Jason, listen. If
I'm
you want to do that, pull out your notebook in the bathroom. Like, do that in the stall.
Yeah,
that's a good point.
Especially on a first date. Do not pull out a book of poop and look at a picture of your poop at the table.
Stop saying poop like it's like derogatory or something. Everyone does it. It's not weird.
Okay, I'm sorry. Your feces journal. Like, you don't do that on a date. That's not something you do. That's something I would find out like a month or two in.
Hopefully not.
Do you know what I mean? It's rude, actually, to look at poop at a dinner table in a restaurant.
It's disgusting.
It's not rude or weird. It's just, I mean, you're telling me that you don't do it? Everyone does it.
I know, but people can see that. Like, other people at the next table were eating. They don't want to look over at your phone and see poop.
Seriously, Jason, it's gross when you walk into a public bathroom and there's somebody's number two just sitting in the toilet unflushed.
Yeah.
It's even more disgusting if you have pictures of it on your phone and you're sharing details about it.
Well,
okay, agree to disagree, okay? But this is just how I live my life. And if you guys disagree with that, obviously you're unhealthy, uneducated. Stop laughing. It's not funny. I'm just trying to educate you on bowel movements and keeping track of them.
Thank you for the education. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Well, if you would listen, maybe you would actually learn something.
Oh!
Well, Lauren, would you like more of an education? Would you like to get a second date with Jason? We'll pay for it.
No, I really don't. I'll go talk to my doctor
about
my poop. No,
let me answer that for you. No.
Okay.
I think I'm good, honestly.
Oh!
Find someone who actually cares about themselves and their body.
I actually feel kind of bad for poop shaming, Jason.
I don't.
Thank you, but seriously, Lauren, I recommend you start doing it. I'm speaking to you as a friend now. If you want to live a long life, it might help.
Okay, I'll talk to my doctor. Thank you.
All right, well, thanks for your time, Lauren.
Yeah, no problem.
And Jason, I think that maybe you and I should talk about an idea I have for a coffee table book, if you got time.
Right.